Masechet Megillah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. In this Mishnah, will talk about who could read the Megillah for others in order to allow them to fulfill their obligation. Mishnah says, Hakol Kesherin Likrot et Megillah. All people could read the Megillah for other people and have those people fulfill their obligation. Chut Meheresh Shoteh VeKatan, except for people who are deaf, except for people who lost their knowledge, and except for people who are children. All of these people are not obligated in the Megillah, and therefore they can't read for other people who are obligated. In order to help somebody fulfill an obligation to do what they need to do, a person has to be obligated as well. And here, the Heresh Shoteh VeKatan, the deaf person, the person who lost his knowledge, and the child are not obligated in reading the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir VeKatan. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Tana Kama, with the first opinion, and he says that a child who is at the stage of chinuch, if he's 9 or 10 years old, where they're obligated to start training in mitzvot, they can fulfill the obligation of an adult when they read. According to this opinion, once they're obligated to do a mitzvah, which here a 9, 10-year-old child would be obligated to read the Megillah, they're also allowed to fulfill the obligations of other people who are also on a derabanan level, since they have to fulfill an obligation of derabanan, rabbinic, and read the Megillah as 9 or 10-year-olds. And people who are reading the Megillah in general are only reading it because the rabbis told them to read it. It's derabanan, it's not from the Torah, the Oraita. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, a child could fulfill the obligation of an adult. And according to Megillah, a person is not allowed to read the Megillah, velo malin, or do a brit milah for somebody, velo tovlin, or dip in a mikveh to purify themselves, velo mazin, or sprinkle the water of the para aduma onto them to purify them or their kelim, their utensils from tum'ah. Vechen shomenet yom keneged yom lotitbol, and a woman who became impure, who has to do one day of purity for every day that she was impure, and then she can go to the mikveh. All of these people that we mentioned could only do what they need to do during the daytime. So question becomes, when is the earliest they can do it? What is the actual start of all of these mitzvot? When could they fulfill their obligations? We say, ad shetanetzah hama, until the sun rises, and that's the time they're allowed to do all of these mitzvot. They could read the Megillah, they could do the Brit Milah, and all of the rest of the mitzvot that we listed over here. But in all of these situations, if a person did one of these mitzvot at dawn, which is before sunrise, when it starts to get light out, but you don't actually see the sun, if they did the mitzvah at that time, we say they fulfilled their obligation. On a technical level, dawn, right when it starts to get a little bit light out, is the time that all these mitzvot start. But the rabbi said, we're going to push it a little bit later. You're not allowed to do these mitzvot until sunrise, when the sun comes out, because we're nervous that if people start to do the mitzvah right on the line, right at dawn, they may do it by mistake a few minutes early. And if they do it a few minutes earlier than dawn, it's still considered to be the nighttime, and everything we listed over here has to be during the daytime. So we're careful and we say that that Netzach Hama, sunrise, is the earliest time as opposed to dawn. Masechet Megillah, Perek Bet, Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kol hayom kasher l'kriyat ha-Megillah, v'l'kriyat ha-Halel, v'l'tikiyat shofar, v'l'tilat lulav, u'tilat musafin, v'l'amusafin. Okay, so first part of the Mishnah says, the entire day is acceptable for Kriyat Megillah. A person can read the entire day. It doesn't have to just be in the morning. It can be the entire day, as well as the rest of the mitzvot we're going to say right now. Kriyat ha-Halel, on the holidays, a person reads the Hallel as well as Hanukkah, he could read the entire day. Ultikiat shofar, blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Lintilat lulav, carrying the arbat minim on Sukkot. Person has the entire day to do that as well. And tefilat musafin, to pray musaf, and to also the musafin itself, the korban, to be brought onto the mizbeach. He has the entire day to do that. Mishnah continues and says, ulvidui haparim, when a kohen gadol sins and he's more heter, he allows something that the punishment, if a person does it, or if the nation does it, is karet. If he does it b'mezid, he has to bring a korban, like we said earlier, called the par ha'elim davar shel sibur, and a person, a kohen who does that, he can bring it the entire day. We know in the fourth and seventh year, a person has to come and declare that he has no more ma'aser to give left in his home, that he gave everything. Mishnah continues by listing all the different parts of the process of bringing a korban. It says, l'smicha, when a person leans his hands onto the korban before shechita, he has the daytime to do that, the entire day. So all these things, I didn't really get into it, but they have some sort of connection to a limud of bayom, pasuk, or some sort of gezerah shavah, connection to bayom. So semicha, leaning the hands on the animal, shehita, slaughtering the animal, tenufa, waving the omer, hagasha, when they bring the korban ha-omer, first they bring it to the west-south corner of the altar of the mizbeach, and then they continue with the process with kmitza. Kmitza is when they take 3 fingers worth into their hand, and then they ulhaktara, then they throw it onto the mizbeach, and they burn it itself. Mishnah continues, limlika, when a kohen pierces the neck of a bird, ul kabbalah, the acceptance of blood, ul hazaya, the sprinkling of blood, ul hashkayat sota, and here continues on, not connected to the korbanot, when a person, a kohen, has to give the sota, something to drink, a woman who's suspected of adultery, we know the process of sota, they feed her water to drink, which would reveal if she actually cheated or not. Mishnah continues, Vela Arifat Ha'igla, Igla Arufa, is when a dead body is found in the field and they don't know how it died or who's responsible for that, they bring a Igla Arufa. That's only done in the daytime. Ultaharat HaMetzorah. Same thing with the Metzorah. When a Metzorah is purified, that purification has to be Bayom in the day. All of these things, all of these different details have to all happen during the daytime because of some sort of limud, some sort of way we learn it out, that they're connected to a pasuk or a one of the midot that have bayom in them.